Pamela Fisher at a news briefing given by the mayor. I previewed it yesterday, saying that we'd received a media release saying that the mayor was going to make an announcement of critical importance. And Shamila, the fact that the day zero has been, well, not postponed, but the sort of estimated day zero is now roughly the middle of May. Was that it? Was that the critical announcement?
That was it, John. Good afternoon. The media briefing lasted for about 10 minutes, and then DeLille basically showed us what exactly would be happening if day zero does arrive. There was an event that was showcased for us, basically, to see what will happen, that how people will have to queue at the approximately 200 collection points across the city of Cape Town when the taps run dry, if day zero arrives. And then what happened was DeLille showed us that there will be these 200 points, and people will have to queue where they will be given 25 litres of water each. And, yeah, that was basically it. That was the announcement. That was the media briefing.
Okay, the 200 points, I don't know what the sort of geographical area of Cape Town is, so I don't know how far one would have to typically drive on average to get to a water collection point. But did she say anything about where the water is going to be sourced from and whether they have a booking in for the tankers that would need to be used to bring the water from wherever it is that they're going to source it to those 200 collection points?
That remains unclear at this point. Basically, the only thing that has been communicated is that they're estimating that up to 20,000 people will visit these sites per day, and they are now considering, they will consider extending the hours, the operation hours, to 24 hours at these sites, these collection points. At this point, that has been what was being communicated, also adding that they are, at this point, while day zero has been pushed back by 2 months, approximately 2 months. This can be further pushed back if people continue to save water and continue to use the prescribed 87 litres of water per person per day, and if they continue to work at bringing the collective consumption to less than the 500 million litres of water per day. At the moment, we're standing at 582 million litres of water per day.
And Shamila, there was a report in the Business Day yesterday where she told the reporter who wrote that story, Niels Blom, that the city was considering a temporary levy on water use in order to finance the very expensive augmentation projects. Did that come up at all in today's news conference?
There was no mention of that today. Basically, today was just to tell people that there is water. We have water projects in place that's bringing in additional water sources, and also the fact that people are preserving water and they are adhering to our calls to save water. This has resulted in the day zero.
Okay,
and expected day zero date being pushed back.
The only two augmentation projects that are online at the moment is 5 million litres a day, further extraction from the aquifer in the Atlantis area, and 1 million litres a day through diverting spring water, Table Mountain spring water, at the Maltino Reservoir to purify and then put back into the system. Was there any further detail given about, probably not given your other answers to me, but I must ask the question, any detail given about when the next augmentation projects will come online and how much water they will add to the system?
Well, she did add that at the moment there are 7 projects already underway in the first phase. These are Monwabezi, Sandfontein, the V&A Waterfront, and the Cape Town Harbour Desalination Plant, and the Atlantis and Cape Flats Aquifer Project that's currently underway, and the Zandvoort Water Recycle Project that will be producing an additional 144 million litres per day between the coming months.
The coming months. No more precise than the coming months, which could mean anything.
Yeah. And well, she did also add that there are 12 projects in the advanced stage of planning that are ready to proceed if required.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment then. Thank you very much to Shamila Fisher of the Eyewitness News Team. Stefan, have we had any indication of whether the mayor's definitely going to be able to join us? And if so, at what time? I'm getting a shake of the head. We have requested, and as I said about 10 minutes ago, we have and in principle, yes, the mayor will speak to you if she can find the time. I hope she does.